This is the important story. I hope they find her. I hope she's fine. The whole story stinks to high heaven to me. Something doesn't add up with the whole story. Something's not adding up correctly with it. I came on too fast. There's too many, there's something about it that stinks to high heaven. But that's not the purpose of this little short broadcast. Is he through now at the blower? What's important right now is to remember that there is a mass media that controls your mind. Whether you know it or not, the mass media controls your mind. They tell you what's important. Not the million dead in Russia, Ukraine. That's a whole generation wiped out. Not the 20, 15, 30,000 dead protesters in Iran, tortured, maimed, killed by the mullahs. Not important. The missing billions in Minnesota, we forgot already. Trump bent the knee and capitulated. I told you that. When they fired Bovino, I got very upset because he was like a frontline guy. He was like a real stand-up guy. He did everything Trump asked him to. And at the first sign of problems, they threw him overboard and sent him south of the... And I put it on Twitter. Oh, no, Mike, you don't know what you're talking about. Trump didn't back down. Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about. You do? The anonymous schmucks on X? No, I don't know. They do. They sent him to south of the border to manage a taco stand, Bovino. A good guy, a straight-up guy, a real soldier. They fired him. They cut his head off and threw him out. So they put in Homan. I like Homan. He's like a New York cop. Like, you know, he huffs and puffs a lot. And what's he done there so far? He's already capitulated to that pencil neck fry? He also? My God. Look, it's a crazy time in America right now. And I'm telling you, something crazier is going to happen. I can feel it. But the ships keep passing in the night. We got an empty tanker coming back after delivering its rocket fuel. And I'm telling you, something's wrong. Something's wrong, boys and girls. Well, we got the Super Bowl coming up. Get ready now. Get your popcorn. Be sure you load up on your medical marijuana and your pizza. Buy the Ozempic for your mother-in-law. You ever see madness like this with Ozempic? A Gila monster, the saliva of a Gila monster, which paralyzes its prey, which was first used for Botox so that everyone could look like Barbara Boxer. Suddenly they discovered another use for it. It kills all desire for anything, so you lose weight because you feel like you're dead anyway, so you look like you're a corpse. It makes you more beautiful because you look like you're anorexic. Are you kidding me? Now, my prediction about Ozempic is within several years we'll have kidney failure, liver cancer, and diseases we never heard of from the millions that are taking it for unprescribed usages. Now they makes you lose weight because you don't get any endorphins. You feel nothing. And you become an average American, an adult, a blob, a zero, a non-entity, a eunuch of emotions. I could go on and on. I know you like it. Uncle Mike, when he gets into these states, is what you want. This is what you really wanted me. This is what you were used to years ago. So why has God kept me alive all these years? Is it chance? 84 years old. Father, grandfather, great-grandfather. God rest their souls. All died young of heart attacks. I had a little brush with that a number of years ago. A real one, but I don't make it an issue. I don't cry on your shoulders. In fact, right after I had the heart attack, Cumulus fired me even though they knew I had a heart attack. They tried to fire me during the heart attack. You don't know this story. I could have sued their asses for $1 billion today if I wanted. I didn't want to bother. The scum that run the media, you'll never know the bottom of it. They knew I had a heart attack. Luckily, it was around Christmas time, so what I did was I took 2 weeks off. And I recovered in my own ways, and I went back on the radio. I had one more year of a contract. I wouldn't let them thrive on the radio unless I want to leave. I lasted one more year. Then they brought in Ben Shapiro to replace me. You hear? Squeaky. Squeaky the Israelite was brought in to replace me by the powers that be at Cumulus.
Bob. Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
And then, of course, the eternal survivor is the real weird one. He has no talent, no voice. The Fox News genius.
Squeaky!
You know who I'm talking about? It existed. But don't worry, he's in the Justice Department as an advisor to Donald Trump. That tells you what faith you should have in the Justice Department. They made him an advisor. So they lasted. They weren't touched by, quote, managers of Cumulus. I still don't know. That's a mystery to me. And I made a transition during that year, recovering from a heart attack, refusing to leave radio. I planned my next incarnation as a podcast host and a TV guy. I went on Newsmax as a fill-in host. Eventually, they gave me my own show, which is, I have an impossible slot. Do you know what I've been going up against on Sunday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern? I never saw award shows, football. It's like you can't win in this slot. But I keep going. I have pretty good ratings. You know, let's say the audience isn't stupendous, but it's between like over 150,000, over 200,000, sometimes 125. That's not insignificant. Thank you very much for supporting me. Remember, it's 5 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Eastern, and I really want you this Sunday. The funny thing is that when my show airs this Sunday, it's exactly the halftime show where they have the scumbag in there, whatever they have, with the nose ring scumbag, whoever his name is. Bunny's ass. I don't know his name. And you could tune in on Newsmax TV and catch me. I got a great show. As usual, I produce them all as though they matter. Each one is a Persian miniature, I used to call them. I don't just throw crap out there. I try to make it worth your while. This Sunday, you've got a date. Even if you're watching the Super Bowl, you could tune in to me at 8 p.m. Eastern, and I'll be on till 8:30. Bingo. Great show. You're not going to want to miss it. So, everybody, listen. There's something weird happening in the air. I came on the air right now. I wanted to take a nap, actually. It's my nap time. You know that I have had a siesta virtually every afternoon of my life as an adult that I could. As a young man, I couldn't. I was a social worker, teacher. Run school and back, holding down two jobs. I couldn't do it. But even during the radio years, do you know that I would nap every afternoon, 15, 20, 30 minutes? I told you my trick. Napping is probably the most important part of health. This should be a short, Karen. I'll start again. Napping should be one of the most important parts of health. You heard about the Mediterranean diet. How about the Mediterranean lifestyle? They shut the lights off. And they take a six-hour lunch. Then they eat dinner at 10 o'clock at night, the Italians. Not that they're a model anymore. They lost their country. They gave it up. You know, they gave their nation away. Between the crime and the degeneracy and too much pasta. It's a great country, beautiful architecture. I'm glad the Muslims will enjoy it for the next few hundred years and crap in their cathedrals as they did in Istanbul was Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Study history. You'll see what I'm talking about. It's the greatest cathedral in Turkey. It became a mosque after the Muslims conquered Turkey. wasn't always a Muslim country, nor was Egypt. Egypt was not a Muslim country. It was a pagan country. They worshipped like Ra. They worshipped Ra in Egypt. And the Muslims came and burned the Alexandria Library to the ground. You know what they do. They invade, they burn libraries to the ground, and they take over. And they make you bend over to the other guy. What a religion. You go in a mosque on a hot summer day, and you're bending over behind the other guys. Come on. That's not something to look forward to. You're bending over right next to the other guy's keister in a hot mosque? No wonder they come out want to bomb everybody. No, come on. I mean, it's true. I mean, at least at a church, you sit. What do you think they call it a pew for? The same thing, but at least. Okay, I'm talking before air conditioning.
Let's get to it. This is Real American. We'll be right back.
And I wrote this next song with a good friend of mine by the name of Colt Ford. And Jason Aldean changed our life and put it on country radio. This is Dirt Road Anthem. I see them chilling on a dirt road, lay back swimming like I'm George Jones. Your smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory lane, a bit of middle light. It's got me reminiscing on the good times. See them turning off a real life driving, that's right. Hitting Easy Street on my tires. Yeah, back in the day, Pop's Farm was a place to go. Load the truck up, hit the dirt road. We could join the bar while I spread the word. Light the bonfire, then call the girls. King and the Ken and the Marlboro Man. Jack and Jimmy were a few good men. We learned how to kiss and cuss and fight too. Better watch out for the boys in blue. Now the small town, he said, she said. 80-20 how rumors spread. Like, I know something y'all don't know. Man, actually, it's getting old. You need to mind your business, man. Watch your mouth. Boy, I have to knock your loud mouth out. I'm tired of talking, man. Y'all ain't listen. Motor roads, what y'all? Missing, cheating on a girl. Play back smooth like a closed Jones. You smoke rolling out the window. And I school be sitting in the console. Little name, a bit of middle life. Got me reminiscing on a good time. See them turning off a real life driving. That's right, hitting Easy Street on her time. I sit back and think about them good old days. The way we were raising our summer ways. You were like cornbread and biscuits. This bro right here, we fix it. See, I can take y'all where you need to go. Down to my hood and back in them woods. Do it different around here, that's right, bro. Show, do it good and we do it all night. If you really want to know how it feels, get off the road, trucks and four wheels, man, jump on in. Tell your friends, we'll be raising hell out with a blacktop ears. Chilling on a dirt road. Lay back, swimming like I'm George Jones. Bottle rolling at the window, and I still be seated in the console. Little name up in the middle line. Scalpy rhythm is no good times. See them turn off and rewind driving, that's right. Hitting Easy Street on both times. Adam Curry, ladies and gentlemen. Small town, North Georgia. Raised on some Babs moles in the front row pew for the Sunday roll call. Everybody praise the Lord. Y'all grew up learning how to hunt and fish. Had to bust a 12-gauge pump and not miss. A life without work, that's just a myth. Never listen when he talks. My dad taught me how to stand my ground. Be a man, but we'll never back down. We'll start us up. If he's talking trash, you better throw the first punch and whip his... Somebody make a name for yourself. Life's hard, you go through hell. There comes a time when you gotta slow down. That's what we doing now. But we chilling on the dirt road. Lay back, swimming like I'm George Jones. Your smoke rolling out the window. And ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory lane, a bit of middle line. Scotty reminiscing on the good times. Turning off a real life driving, that's right. Hitting Easy Street on the tire. Let's ride, boy.
the soul goes. Whoa. 8 hours ticking slow.
This. I've done an hour and a half of live broadcasts that have not plugged one time. You're not going to get economic, cultural, military, spiritual analysis like this anywhere else. That's not a power trip. I've been blessed by God with the best crew, the best guests, the best intel. But it's up to you to boost this information. All I ask is that you share the live feeds, you share the articles. We get shut down early next month, which is, I haven't made the announcement yet, but this is it. God keeps coming through with miracles, but it just looks like it. You'll see major movement soon. I'll just stop there. It's okay. But I'm asking all of you that have been on the fence, you share articles, videos, wonderful, keep doing it. I thank you, humbly. I'm not mad you never supported us financially, but the products are great. I'm asking everyone to do one thing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and one click, become a VIP for $30 a month. Now, you instantly get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, everything gets a discount when you do that. It's just like Amazon Prime. But let's just say you don't want ultramethylene blue or Shilajit or Irish sea moss or bovine colostrum. That's so incredible. Not a sexy name, but sexy results. Maybe you don't want to get any of the great Patriot t-shirts. Just be a VIP every month. A donation of $30 to our sponsor, Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones backup network and the site. There's all sorts of behind the scenes attacking them. They're big boys too. You know, Nate was pardoned by the president for trying to save a woman on J6. He did save her. But I mean, these are patriots. Just go to the site, upper right hand corner, VIP club. Just commit. You can cancel any time, so it's not much of a commitment. But each month you charge $30 on the first day of the month. Just be a VIP. Pledge to us $30 a month. You've got NPR and PBS getting billions of dollars a year from the feds and then begging constantly for your money to shovel communism and pedophilic garbage on you. We just sell you the very best supplements you've ever seen, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, badass knives, and we're swinging for the fences. I'm totally committed. I've given up 95% of my assets, which weren't ever that big. I could care less. Actually, I'm actually happier not having a few things to deal with. But the point is that we're now up against the wall. So I need you to simply become a VIP. And then you got a bad month, whatever the issue is, cancel. And then you get more money in a few months. You'll say you're like blue collar, whatever, hardworking person, totally respectable, the bedrock of this country. $30 a month, you get a little bit of problem, cancel. It's free. And then a few months later, things are going well again, become a VIP again. But for all you middle class people and all you wealthy people that aren't investing in the fight against the tyrants, you are crazy. All of you that have means should be a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com. It's just a $30 donation. If you don't want to spend the $40 you get to buy great products and just want to let it, you can be a member and just pile up $40 each month. And at the end of the year, what's 12 months? You know, you spend X and then gotten way more in and then, you know, do all your Christmas shopping. I don't care how you do it. I'm just saying, become a VIP. One click. Hit one button. I'm an attack dog, folks. I'm born for this. I'm bred for this. I love this. I'm fearless, other than failure. I have no fear. All I'm saying is please become a VIP right now at thealexjonesstore.com. That's the simple commitment. VIP, VIP, VIP. And that's the term they use for it. I would call it Paul Revere Fund. I would call it tip of the spear. There's nowhere you can support where you're getting bigger results against the enemy. Bang for the buck. And it's just true. I'm not bragging. I'm very humble. I am your weapon. I am committed to you like a dog is to its owner. I mean, it's true. I am your servant. I am here to defend you and defend your family and defend your freedom, because I'm defending mine as well, and we're all in this together. You understand? I am so committed to you at the very base of my soul. And I just simply want to see you awaken in the InfoWar. And there's nowhere better with one simple move than being a VIP at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our brother, Robert Ritchie.
Largemouth fishing another time. You got too much on your plate to bait and cast a line. You can always put a rain check in his hand till you can't, till you can't. You can keep putting on forever with that. There's a box of greasy parts sitting in the trunk of that 65. Still waiting on you and your grandpa to bring it back to life. You can always get around to fixing up that old Pontiac till you can, till you can. If you got a chance, Sunday morning, all alone, with this song stuck in my head. And in that moment, something or someone spoke to me. They said there was still a verse that needed to be written for this song. And to get up and write it down. There's a book that's sitting in your house somewhere that could use some dusting off. There's a man who died for all our sins, hanging from the cross. You can give your life to Jesus and he'll give you a second chance till you can't. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can. Take care, take care. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it. Cause a dream won't chase you back.
I want to honor God in all that I do. I want to be a great husband, a great father. I want to serve this country. I want to try to continue to lead this movement and to speak truth and to never lie. To stop thinking about yourself all the time and instead think about what you should do to help other people and to defend this country above yourself.
I am so inspired. This army of freedom fighters, we're going to be around for the next 100, 200 years because we know in the end our ideas will win.
God should be the most important thing in your life. But then beyond that, it's getting married, having children, building families.
My kids are my most important thing in my life. My wife, my kids, my relationship with God, the top three things.
And the more often that you choose the deep, the difficult, but the right path over the easy path is one that will reward you, your family, and this beautiful nation.
He mixed with Masonic rites from Scotland. It's very likely that many of the 1,500 to 2,000 member crowd had really no idea what they were actually watching because it was thinly veiled. Here we have some more enhanced video as the boatman, again with his face painted up like a skull, pulls his boat across the small lake towards the high priest with the red of his cloak visible with his hand outstretched as if he is pulling the damned soul towards him as they throw off their cares, their conscience for what they have to do in the world. Also, you have the arrangement of the circle of higher-level priests around him, the high priest in lighter colors, and then the outer rings of red, and then those in black. This is consistent with the darker workings of the occult, not just with the Western countries, but also worldwide. Now, when you see that black edge coming to the field, that's because we zoomed in on the video, and many times the picture was almost out of the screen, so that's the edge of the field or the view of the camera. Get back to more enhanced video of the ritual here in just a minute, but remember PJ, the little demon down in the corner, the left-hand corner of the program, sweeping up the ashes with little horns? And how can you forget this, the image of a human body burning on the altar? Again, this is what they were handing out to those that were witnessing these macabre activities. But again, from Babylon on into ancient England, the word bone fire, meaning human sacrifices being thrown into fiery pits, turned into today's bonfire. After the sacrifice, members of the cult would sweep up the ashes of the victim and use them in future rituals. One of the things that is extremely obvious by looking at the program handed out to Bohemian Club members is the person creating the program had a deep understanding of the occult.
Pursuers here has lost its power under these friendly trees. So shall we burn thee once again this night, and in the flames that eat thine effigy, we shall read the sign, Midsummer sets us free.
He shall burn me once again!
Not with these flames, which hither ye have brought from regions where I reign. Ye fools and priests, I spit upon your fire.
Prince of all mortal wisdom, owl of Bohemia, we beseech thee, grant us thy counsel. For great owl of Bohemia, we thank thee for thy adjuration. Eternal flame. Once again, Midsummer sets us free.
There you see the funeral pyre burning with the effigy of a human, or it could be real, ladies and gentlemen. There's been a lot of strange going-ons in that area of Northern California, but this is what the establishment is into right here in America, the cremation of care. And this was July 15th, 2000. These people are deadly serious, those taking part in the ceremony. Another point, the pyrotechnics you're seeing going off were being released from beneath little wrought iron crosses about a foot and a half tall. Also, notice the screams of pain coming from the sacrifice.
Will of thee, beyond all care, and all the winds make merry with thy dust. Hail, fellowship's eternal flame. Once again, Midsummer sets us free.
One of the facets of the ritual that goes deeply into the occult, again, we've already mentioned the druids at their bonfires, throwing bodies into fiery pits. after ritually cutting their hearts out or slitting their throats. They talk about reading the sign in the burning effigy, reading the sign. Again, research your history books on the occult, even the Encyclopedia Britannica on what the Druids would engage in. This is just unbelievably macabre and evil.
So shall we burn thee once again this night, and in the flames that eat thine effigy, we shall read the sign.
Well, we're going to confront George Bush on Bohemian Grove. George Bush Jr., they've been announcing on CNN, MSNBC, on television last night and today. For the first time in history, they're admitting it, why the vice presidential decision was made at Bohemian Grove. George Bush Sr., the former president, and Golden Ballin, others. So now they're just throwing it in everybody's face. We've broken the story over a week ago. July 15th, we were in Northern California. They're trying to ignore it. George Bush is down here at the governor's mansion across the street from the Capitol, about to announce Dick Cheney as his vice presidential running mate. We're going to go blow the party for him and get the information out to people. We're not going to stop. We're getting in their face. I want to make it clear that I'm neither Republican nor Democrat. But the facts speak for itself. George Bush Sr., Jr., even their grandfather Prescott Bush were all members of the Bohemian Club. So we dropped by to, well, let them know that we're fully aware of their activities.
This is massive. This is how George Bush dresses up. Right here. We got him on tape. This is how they dress up. Right here. In red and black robes. A little more pointy, though, like the Klan. We got him on tape. This is how George Bush dresses. Right here when he's in the Bohemian Grove. This is how he dresses. We've already put it on television. Absolutely disgusting. George Bush isn't a conservative. He's not for family values. He is nothing but a Luciferian twit. A Luciferian twit, Bush. He may think he can feed on the human population. We say no to you. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Long live the Constitution and death to the New World Order. We stand firm. We stand strong for America against your evil, Bush. And we're going to get this story out, but we're going to continue to push it because the truth will not be hidden that you are part of a 3,000-plus-year-old devil cult for the Al Bowen from Babylon as well as Tyre. We have the high priest admitting all this. We have it on videotape. It is documented. It is documented. A Luciferian devil worshiper. Already people all over Austin are talking about it. We're not afraid of you. We're not afraid of your minions. In fact, we're waking your minions up every day with the hardcore evidence. We know your father met 11 times with Bill Clinton in 91. The whole thing was stage managed. We understand you've been helping to sell this country out, Bush. And we're going to expose you and your Luciferian rights. We have the videotape. This is a massive story. One of the stories of the century. One of the stories of the century. How you had the Luciferian cult for 121 years in Northern California. I went inside for the cremation of care. I witnessed the entire debacle. Many of these Secret Service agents have been in. No doubt, protecting these people inside.
We sell the best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, and knives at theauctionstore.com. And they've had some awesome daggers and awesome trench knives, and that's all great. But I said, I want a wide selection of high-quality folding knives, flip knives, you name it, so people have a one-stop shop. They got in a few thousand knives a few months ago. They sold out very quickly, four or five great designs. They got a bigger shipment in. In just the last 2 days, our sponsor, just really top-flight knives. These knives, this knife right here you see in the green, highest quality Damascus steel, all of it, these sell in stores for $75 all day. We're selling for $40, $40-something bucks, okay? So look at that flip. Flips right out. Got a nice little, you know, my signature on it, real small. It's a nice little memento. You support the broadcast. That is a really nice knife. It clips on to your belt buckles. We have it in the green. We have it in the murdered out black. We have it also in silver without it being blacked out. Those are great knives. Those are the new designs. Now, those 200 left of the Skull Crusher World War II trench knife with the Spartan tip of the spear, So they held those back. Those are available. A little bit left they held back in their overstock of the Fire With Its Beauty. But this is a really cool knife. Alex Jones Phantom Folding Knife. Limited stock of that came back in. Also, the Alex Jones Burnt Orange Folding Knife. And this is the knife that sold out the quickest of any knife. They got 500 of these. 1,000 now just came in. The first one sold out like in hours. Alex Jones Ring Blade. I guess those are popular. This is something I didn't really call for, but it's awesome. Got that ring on the back. Got the deal. It's really nice. Those are all back in stock right now at thealexjonesstore.com. But while you're at it, get Methylene Blue, Irish Sea Moss, and more. And check out the Patriot Apparel, thealexjonesstore.com.